Hello, this is AJ welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? This podcast is starting on Friday, January the 3rd. It is now 4:16 p.m. and I am on my way home for the weekend. Yay. Where do I want to start? First of all, a little housekeeping notes for me. I am starting this podcast on my drive home. However, I may not end it on my drive home. Usually, my daughter calls me when she gets off of work, and I will probably get a phone call around 4:30, 20 minutes to 5. So if that happens, I'll finish the podcast up either later tonight or tomorrow morning, being Saturday. So this may or may not be published today, being Friday the 3rd, versus published Saturday the 4th. So with that said, I'm going to get started. I have no real rhyme nor reason of what I'm going to talk about. As usual, I'm just going to do this conversationally and ramble. And when I run off on tangents, then yay, that'll be what I do. And so I have no focus, none whatsoever. So it'll just come to me as I go. First off, hopefully all have had a great holiday season. It, in my world, ending today is officially over. None of the extended leave days incorporated into my schedule without being charged to me. So, yay, this is the end of the holiday season. 2014 holiday season will be here before you know it. I know some have already started preparing for next year's holiday, well, for the end of this year's holiday season. So, like I said, hopefully everyone had a great holiday season. And for those of you who may be celebrating something, I hope that is going well as well. So, first off, for those of you who follow Bonnie Hunter, you know she has released the reveal of the mystery quilt. Yes, and it is very, very pretty. I like the way it looks. One of the blocks is a block that I have shied away from for a while because it just looked too complicated and too many pieces. And I guess I should know by now that Bonnie Hunter's mysteries tend to involve a lot of piecing and smaller 2.5-inch units and things of that nature, and 2-inch units. So I should be aware of that. I guess I'm not. But anyway, the one block that I had the aversion to, I think it was 50-40 flight, because it just like looked like it was too many pieces. But both of the blocks that are in the final mystery quilt are a combination of a lot of pieces. And if it were me and I had to do that quilt from scratch, looking at the two blocks that are in this quilt and how many pieces are involved in each block, I probably wouldn't have tackled it, because yeah, it is a lot of pieces. I'm kind of lazy. I like to do as least as possible and get the best bang I can from that project. So yeah, this might not have been one that I would have tackled all on my own without some serious prompting. But, and I know that there is someone that I follow on Twitter, can't remember who it is, that don't want to know anything about the reveal. They're still working on getting the blocks or getting the clues together. So I won't say anything else about Bonnie Hunter's mystery. The sun is beating in my face and I can't put my visor down because I have my phone clipped to my visor, hoping that the sound is doing well, because that's usually where it is. But I digress a little bit, trying to get out of the sun. And I'm finally a different way. Sun's out of my face. I can continue on. So, next up on my list is a finish. I did get a finish done on New Year's Eve with time to spare. I had started this quilt, and it's lots of batiks. It's a rail fence quilt, and then it has a center like diamond in the center of the rails. So it's four rails, and then in the center is a folded like diamond. And I finished it over the summer, got it quilted over the summer, but never did the binding. I think I got the binding on shortly thereafter. And then when my sister came to visit over the summer, she decided she wanted that quilt, and I told her I'd get it bound and sent to her. That never happened over the summer. It didn't happen in the fall. But I was determined to get that done in the year 2013, and I was successful at that. And I talked about this, I think, on the last podcast, and maybe even on a previous podcast before I went on my little hiatus. I'm not a binding person. I don't mind making the binding and sewing it to the quilt top, but it comes down to finishing the binding, be it by hand. Hand, when you want something special, and I've decided, even though I want things special, I'm not so sure if I'm going to do large quilts, hand binding, because I'm not a fan. I may end up just doing a decorative stitch, stitching it down by machine. Goes a lot faster for me, a lot less traumatic for me, because I just have this aversion to finishing a quilt with hand-sewn binding. I just have to become more proficient at doing machine finishing binding. It will be beneficial to me, not only for speed-wise, but also mentally. So yay for me, a last-minute finish. And I have chosen this year, a lot of people are choosing words, and I think they've been doing it in the past, but after this time, I have decided that I'm going to jump on that same bandwagon. This year, I have chosen not just one word, but two words, excuse me, that I am going to focus on for the year 2014. It's my own personal challenge. Has nothing to do with anyone else just following words. This is something that I want to focus on, and two things that I have a problem with. So I'm going to put this one out here for you. I may have already spoken about one word, which is finish. I am going to try to get more things finished that I have already started, be it this year, previous years, years long ago, is going to be finished. So with that said, that will be works in progress, quilt tops that have been laying around for a while, some projects that are not quilt related that I have started and not finished. And I'm going to keep a list. Whether I put it on my blog or not is a different story. But I'm going to put a list somewhere of things that I need to finish. My other word for the year is going to be organized, not only in my crafty life, but in my life in general, be it things in my house, things at work. The key words for me this year are finish and organize. Now, I don't know if you have a key word, but those are my two. I'm still catching up on podcasts. I listened to Noni's podcast. I'm finally caught up with her. And in listening to Noni, even though I follow her on Twitter, I didn't realize she had a podcast until I listened to Noni's podcast. So I have just recently started listening to Blessed to Quilt. I started listening to her this morning on my way into work. That's why I didn't do my early morning podcast, because I was listening to her. And I will say, I'm on episode 3, and I see she hasn't done a lot of episodes. And just in the short ones that I have listened to and following her on Twitter, there could be lots of reasons as to why she hasn't done any more. And trust me, I truly understand life. But listening to her, introduction was cool. I'm on episode 3. And I will say, she has a style, at least to me, that makes you laugh out loud. I have laughed out loud to several things that she has said in her podcast so far. I think she has a natural gift for it. She has a conversational speak. And she speaks real life. And a lot of us do, and most of us do. But just some of the things she said and the way she said it, not necessarily what she said, but the way she says it, just makes me chuckle. It really does. It makes me chuckle, especially about when she purchased her long arm and she had the fam with her, and she had given the fam the forewarning not to rush her. Kind of spiel that kind of made me chuckle, because that brought back memories of my grandson, who is now the one that graduated in May, who lives in Florida. When he was a young boy, he would love to go to the fabric store with me. That was like our little outing. And as he had gotten older, his aversion to the fabric store became very apparent, because it was, would you like to go with Grandma Jay to the fabric store? And he would go, no, because I guess as he's gotten older, he figured out that when I go to a fabric store, I can spend hours. And that is not something that he wants to do, unless it's like a store that he can browse around and do something and find stuff that he wants for Grandmom AJ to buy. But now he's an adult, he doesn't even go anywhere with me anymore. So yeah, that brought back lots of memories, because my children, even my daughter as an adult, when we would go into a fabric store, she was like, okay Mom, you have a time limit, you can only be in here for not more than an hour. And I used to tell her, if you don't want to hang out with me in the fabric store, then don't go with me to the fabric store. You know how I am when it comes to fabric. I have to touch, feel, and just play with the fabric. You know how I am. And I used to put that little spiel out. So when she started talking about the fam and her 2 hours in her local quilt shop where she bought her handy quilt to Avante from, I was like, wow, I can understand that. I can understand that. So yes, I am enjoying Blessed to Quilt right now. That's who I am catching up on and will be catching up on over the weekend. I spent my day with Noni. I think I spent my day with Noni on New Year's Day. Was it New Year's Day? It might have been New Year's Day is when I spent my day with Noni. No, it wasn't New Year's Day. It was yesterday while I work. I do a lot of admin desk work. So while I'm sitting there, I am also listening to my podcast, because I'm in my office. And if people come in my office, then I just shut off my podcast and we have our conversation or counselings or whatever I need to do at that moment. But while I'm sitting in my office, I usually listen to my podcast and catch up that way. And thank you, Noni, for mentioning it in your podcast. As always, you are like the podcaster's dream. You comment on everyone's podcast. You shout out to anyone that has a new podcast. I don't know how you find out that people have started podcasts. I don't know if you have something built in you that, like, oh, let me just check to see if there's any new podcasters, or if you have some secret that when a new quilting podcast is started, that it automatically pings you somehow. I just don't understand how you do it. But she does seem to find, Noni, meaning you do seem to find any new podcast that's quilty related. and you do talk about it, and you tend to steer others in their directions, and thank you for that. And I did go to your blog and look at all the Quilty podcasts there. I think there's one or two others. I'd have to go back and double check that I don't currently listen to, that I may go in and take a look at or listen to. But right now I'm catching up on all of the ones that I normally follow and have been for a while. And once I get caught up on those, I'll start another new one. Right now I am focused on, like I said, Lester Quilt. She's my newest one. So again, thank you, Noni. Let's see what else. Oh, I am working on Celtic Solstice. I am assembling the blocks. I am working on one block at a time. I thought I would be ingenious and do one block of each type. When I did that on the first and posted the picture via Twitter, if you looked at the picture and if you looked at it very closely, one of those two blocks were a little bit off. They did not quite look right. And after I went back to look at, I'm back on Bonnie Hunter again. And being back on Bonnie Hunter brings me back to, Very Lazy Daisy, who speaks about Bonnie a lot as well. So I digress back to Bonnie Hunter and Celtic Solstice and my Twitter post. If you look at that post and that pic, when you look at it, oh yeah, they're nicely together for the most part. But then when you look at 5040, I think it is, it has everything in there. It has my little Tri-Rex one with the triangle and the little ears on either side. If you look at it closely, I put it together with the orange ones versus the white ones. The reveal and the actual assembly of the block was the white ones with the orange and green blocks. And I'm like, oh, great. So, needless to say, I had to have another love affair with my seam ripper. And I was going to wait until after I had assembled all of the blocks. But I decided, why procrastinate? Just take it apart now and just do the right thing. So I took it apart, pressed it back out, put the orange ones with the orange ones, dug out all of my white ones with the blue ears, and re-pieced the block. And from that point on, I decided I would just focus on the white ones and the green and orange four patches. So yay. I'm not quite sure of how many I have now. I will be working on that this weekend, as well as Boxy Stars, because I am using Boxy Stars as a leader and ender. And in assembling the blocks, I'm going to continue to use Boxy Stars as a leader and ender. I haven't completely cut that out because I'm not quite sure how large I want to make it. I'll just make as many blocks as I think I need to get the look that I want. So I think I'm done with Celtic Solstice right now for this podcast. Boxy Stars is growing. So sometime this weekend, if you follow me on Pinterest, I'm the Quilting Pot or Nitty AJ. I can't remember which one. One day I'm going to try to get one or two at the most usernames. But if you follow me on Pinterest, you'll get to see my progress. I will do some little photos with my phone and upload them that way and send it out through the Pinterest, not Pinterest, Twitter airwaves. I don't do pictures of my projects on Pinterest. For one, I don't think they're quite Pinterest worthy. But anyway, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see my updates for Boxy Stars progress as well as my Celtic Solstice project. So I have discussed my two words for the year. I've talked about my current projects. I am knitting continuing to knit on my daughter's hooded, it's kind of like a hooded cowl. I spoke about it before. I'll link, once I get these show notes up, I will link to the pattern for those of you that are knitters. It's an easy pattern. It's kind of like a basket weave kind of pattern. It's just, as I am knitting, I tend to get a little sleepy. I don't know why knitting makes me sleepy, but it does. So I don't get very far. I have to measure it to see if I'm at the width it needs to be before I can start being on the rounding third, if you're a softball or baseball player. If I'm rounding third, that's sending me to home. So if I get to a certain point, then I can go in the opposite direction and I'll be heading to the end of that project. But like I say, I'll link the pattern if you're a knitter. And I brought that up because they're still in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area, and they have been projected to receive some of that snow that some of our Northeasterner podcast listeners are getting, and the power outages and the Midwest, and I don't envy you. I have been there. Not quite as bad as some, but just I've had my share of snow and power outages and snow drifts and down power lines because of ice and slip sliding on black ice and icy roads. I don't envy you at all, and it is miserable. Case in point, if I ever get into an area that power outages come, if they come because of weather-related tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever. Granted, I have a hand crank singer, and I have a treadle singer, so I will still be able to sew. It will not mess up my quilting mojo. So I am thankful that I have a hand crank and a treadle, just for those rare occasions that may come. Heat. Maybe I can put on enough clothes that'll keep me warm. I could possibly generate enough heat using the treadle or the hand crank to keep me warm. But I will still have the ability to sew and to quilt. So I am hoping that those of you who are affected by the nor'easter, as they would say, are faring well. And it doesn't last long because, like I said, I have been in that crisis a time of two in my past. And I've always said when I'm older and get away from this area, I'm going to retire somewhere that we don't get that kind of weather. And I think that's why I had a house built in Georgia. But I hope you're faring well. And if your power is out, I hope it doesn't stay out a long time. It's kind of hard to get power back on if the people that are doing it have to fight the elements as well. So just know that they're trying their best. And I know when you're afflicted with the consequences of the weather, sometimes best is not always the quickest. And we get a little frustrated. But they're doing their best. And I think with that said, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I just wanted to get this podcast up and out so that I can kind of stick with my... Oh, let me stop here before I kind of ease on to the ending of the podcast. New Year's Day sew-in. Yes. New Year's Day sewing. We just had that. I keep forgetting that was just a couple of days ago. It was fun. I did a lot of sewing. I kind of petered out early in the evening, and it could have been because of the wine, a couple of glasses of wine that I had. But I petered out to knitting. So it wasn't all for nothing. I got a lot of sewing done. I had a lot of sewing, take a nap, have some lunch, sewing, take a nap, eat some popcorn. So it was a very lazy day for me. I don't think I left my house one time other than going to my backyard with my boys. So it was a great day. Got a lot of sewing done, did a lot of tweeting, and it was fun. So I hope everyone had a great New Year's Day sew-in. I know I did. The other thing that I want to just bring up, and I did tweet about it, and I got a few little bites, but nothing concrete. And I'm not saying this is because I want to be the organizer of it. I am definitely not the organizer of other things. However, I am a participator. So, with that said, what I am talking about, I brought up in a Twitter conversation, or started a Twitter conversation, about having a podcaster's book club for 2014. Not necessarily saying that we had to read a book a month or a book every 2 months, but just something that us as podcasters could get together and read, because I do want to get back into reading now that I have my new e-reader, which is the Paperwhite Kindle, because my iPad is just too big to hold in one hand, and I think I've mentioned that either in Twitter or on a podcast. So I had brought that up, having a podcaster's book club for 2014. Got a few takers. I think Sandy chimed back about how it would work. I don't really know how it would work, but I did have one thought process, and I think it was speared by someone else's comment. Maybe we could get together on a Google Hangout or a Google Chat or a Google Hangout, like on a Saturday or a day that would be best for the most of us that could participate during that time, and do it as a Google Hangout, because you can get several people in the Hangout at one time. And so that is a thought. You may not be interested, you may be interested, but let me know. I do want to get back into reading, and you know, some read all of the time without being in a book club. And I used to be that way. I used to be an avid reader. Somehow or another, I got away from that. Now, when I still love books. However, I have gone the audio route for most of them. So, yes, I've gotten a lot of books through this past year, but the majority of them are audio-based. So I'm not sure if that really counts as reading. It counts as listening. And doesn't really count as reading. And whenever I get an audio book, I always get the unabridged version, because that's what I like the best. So chime in and let me know what you think about the 2014 Podcasters Book Club. And if listeners would want to do that, that's good too. The more the merrier. I don't know. I don't know. I just thought it would be something to do as a podcast group. I've even thought about doing a row robin or a round robin with the podcasters. I think that would be kind of a neat thing to figure out who would be interested in it and pair up in groups to see, you know, depending on how big you would want them to make the quilt top, be it wall hanging, lap quilt, or nothing humongous like a queen size or a king size or a twin size. So I would suggest, I would lean more towards a wall hanging or a lap quilt. Do a row robin or a round robin with the podcasters, split up in groups, because I know there are several of us, and it would be an awfully big quilt if it was just one big group. But that's another idea for 2014. I know everyone has a lot going on, and they have their color studies and their art quilting, and I think some are even going into journaling, art journaling, and I've tried that and have all of the stuff for that, and I have done a couple of sketchbooks with just the pages, the blank pages, some that I have filled and some that I have not. Even just maybe doing fabric postcards. I haven't done one of those. That would be a good thing just to do seasonal, like spring, summer, fall, as a group. But that's a lot of suggestions out there for podcasts, for podcasters as a group. But just wanted to bring that out there to see what others thought about. So with that said, I'm probably about 10 minutes from home. I'm going to close this podcast, and I'm going to close it with my two words. My two words for this year is finish and organize. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do so at thequiltingpot.com. That will take you to my blog. I am on Podbean at thequiltingpot.podbean.com. My Gmail is the letter N, the number 2, PRPL, the number 2, at gmail.com. I am on Twitter, Pinterest, and Goodreads. I am either Nitty AJ, AJ Quilts, or The Quilting Pot. So, however you find me, just find me. If that's a little too much for you to remember, just do thequiltingpot.com, go to my blog, look on the right-hand sidebar. There are some clickable links there to get you to where you need to be. I don't think I have a Goodreads there yet. I think I have added a Goodreads, but yes, I am on Goodreads. I am on Ravelry, Pinterest, and Twitter. I am also on Instagram. I just remembered my password and got back involved into Instagram. So, with all of that said, may all your seams be straight.